wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Neighbor, I want you to meet a man you desperately need to know, and to know right now. As you and I look back over our lives, we remember people we came to know. Some of them had a bad influence on us and were a curse to us, but others were a great blessing to us, a real godsend. But never could any man be such a godsend blessing to you as the man I would bring you face to face with today. Let me introduce you to the man who conquered death. That's right. He conquered death when all the odds were against him, and he did it all alone. There was no one to help him. And the struggle was right in the stronghold, the very fortress of death. He is the victor over our old enemy death. Let me tell you about it. One day a man, a real man in a body of flesh, stood on a mountain in Galilee and said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." Was this just some big talk? Who could that man ever be? Where did he come from? He had come fresh from the tomb in glorious resurrection, the victor over Satan and the conqueror of death. God the Son, the eternal Creator, had become man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to be our Savior, the one mediator between God and men. This involved a great challenge, for death cannot attack a spirit, only a body. With that body of flesh, death could lay hold of him, Jesus, the real man. Strange as it may seem, yet he came to die, and by his death to destroy the power of death and to deliver us. So to the cross he went, and there he died, dismissing his spirit and delivering his body over to death, allowing death to try to corrupt that torn flesh. For 3 days he remained to allow death to get its strongest grip, and then, wrenching himself free, he arose. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "Our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality." That means to be deathless. He was essentially the deathless one, and yet he died. Christ died for our sins. It was real death. His death was absolute proof of his essential immortality. He took a body to be tested. He delivered himself to death to prove it. A ship would prove itself unsinkable by it being submerged to the bottom and then for it to rise and ride the waves. A wrestler proves himself unconquerable by laying himself down, allowing his opponent to get his best grip, and then throwing him off and downing him. Thus our Redeemer demonstrated himself the deathless one and the conqueror of death, and in glorious triumph he cried, "I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death." No wonder he could say, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." There he stood, a real man, with a real body of flesh and blood and bones, the very body that was nailed to Calvary's cross. Not one cell of flesh had corrupted, not a drop of blood missing, not a bone broken, nor a hair lost, for death held nothing. He laid down his life and sacrificed his atoning blood, and he took it again, as he said. His disciples saw him, ate with him, and handled that real body, the very same Jesus they knew so well. It was literal resurrection and complete victory. To them he said, "Because I live, ye shall live also." But for those who refuse the truth and grab at the false, the priest paid the soldiers to tell that while they were asleep, the disciples took his body. Angels don't tell lies. They said, "Jesus who was crucified, he's not here, for he's risen as he said." But soldiers do tell lies. To believe their lie, you must first imagine a whole guard of soldiers asleep at one time. Then asleep when they knew they would die for being asleep on duty. Then so fast asleep that even an earthquake did not awaken them. They were some sleepers. Then imagine those fearful disciples breaking through a Roman guard and stealing the body. Now, if they were asleep, how did they know what happened? That lie took large sums of money to produce, and it would take a fool to believe it. Neighbor, you and I are not such fools, are we? Still, some will not believe that Jesus of Nazareth is alive. When he comes again in power and great glory, every eye shall see him. And God has decreed that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But then it'll be too late to be saved. You shall feel his power to judge you. Today you can know his power to save you. And if you are sincere, you can prove for yourself that Jesus lives. How? To learn whether there's anyone in a room, you call and await their answer. The Lord Jesus is now crowned on heaven's highest throne, but he is waiting for you to call upon him. And whosoever shall call in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call, Lord Jesus, I'm a lost sinner, and I call on thee to save me now. He will answer you and save you and make real to you that he has received you as his own. Then day by day you can walk with him and talk with him and know for yourself that Jesus of Nazareth is not a dead Jew, but the living Lord and Savior. And you too can proclaim to all, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen. God's word is very plain on this matter, as it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There is no salvation for us in a dead Mohammed or any other false prophet. And if Jesus of Nazareth were only a dead Jew, he could not save us either. But Jesus is alive forevermore, and so the Bible declares. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost who come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth. When you receive him, the living one, as your Lord and Savior, he will save you to the uttermost. That means a complete salvation and an eternal salvation too. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.